Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Paul Jeta. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sherman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Sherman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sherman. Williams scores. Allen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Jeta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeta hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Jeta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeta is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherman hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly is hit by the pitch. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Paul Jatok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jatok is 0 for 2 in the game. Jatok hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Jatok moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio throws to second for 1, and Andrews throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Jatok scores. Stanley moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jatok. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. Andrews moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Tom Egan pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Chris Zachary now pitching. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Andrews scores. Spezio moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado is walked intentionally. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Egan now catching. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Allen steals second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reichardt hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Jatok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Egan reaches second base with a double. Dave Lemons pinch runs for Tom Egan. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is walked intentionally. Carlos May pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Carlos May now playing left field. Vicente Romo now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-4 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Niekro now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen is walked intentionally. Morales moves to second. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Morales moves to third. Allen moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.